This is Howard Husick, Vice President for Policy Research here at the Manhattan Institute, with another in our series of conversations entitled From the Desk of the Dean, featuring Herb London, Senior Fellow at the Institute's Center for the American University and the former Dean of the Gallatin College for Individual Study at New York University. Our subject today is the fallout from the actions at Claremont McKenna College, a small and generally considered prestigious California liberal arts school, which late last month, in January of 2012, acknowledged it had submitted false SAT scores to publications such as the U.S. News and World Report that use this data to compute college rankings that are widely followed. Herb, let me start by asking, why would an admissions director at a quite prestigious school do something like that?
It seems very odd indeed, but one of the things that I don't think can be underestimated is the reputational value of what happens with this U.S. News and World Report scorecard. Universities are very sensitive to this, in part because it has a direct bearing on admissions. People say, well, I went to one of the best small liberal arts colleges in the United States as seen by the U.S. News and World Report score.
And so what's life like for an admissions officer as he confronts the world of the U.S. News and World Report rankings?
It's a good question because, by and large, the pressures are enormous. And while university professors will invariably say, and administrators as well, these scores are meaningless. They actually have no bearing at all on our admissions policy or anything else. The fact is that parents do care about it. And not only do they care about it, they have bragging rights. So they can say to their colleagues, you see, my son or daughter is going to one of these prestigious institutions as seen by the U.S. News and World Report scorecard. So I think it does have a very significant bearing on the way in which people think about their college choices.
And so do admissions officers, when they report to a dean, are they responsible for ensuring that there is a bigger pool of applicants this year than there was last year? What's really at stake
in their
incentive structure?
Well, the pressures are enormous. Obviously, you want to increase the pool for potential candidates. That's number one. And number two, you want to create the impression that not only is this pool increasing, but that the scores are increasing as well. So that way we have a very select group of people who are now attending, whether it's McKenna or whether it's Villanova or any of the institutions in the United States where you've seen some kind of fudging on these scores that has occurred.
So there's kind of a confidence game that suddenly the balloon could be pricked and the selectivity of the school would be seen as an illusion.
I think that by and large it is an illusion. And as I said before, I don't think that anyone should take these scores particularly seriously. Mm-hmm. But when you consider the fact that there are bragging rights associated with this and that parents are very much concerned about sending their kids to the most prestigious institutions in the United States, it does have a bearing on the decisions that are ultimately made.
It is extraordinary. The fudging, if you want to call it that, was a matter of 10 to 20 SAT points.
Right. Insignificant, really insignificant. You're quite right. But if you look at the 10 to 20 points, the number itself is less significant than the ranking. That is, the 10 to 20 points might put you in a somewhat higher grade level than you would ordinarily be.
And so methodologically, these scores are part of a weighted index.
That's correct. That is correct.
What do you think of the U.S. News and World Report rankings?
Well, I think it's kind of silly. I mean, by and large, I put very little confidence in it. And I think that what parents should look at is not the score, but what a student might very well get out of the university experience. I mean, ultimately, what counts is what have you learned? What kind of experience have you had? What kind of research have you engaged in? What kind of cognitive skills have you been able to imbibe? These are really the important questions. So looking at these scores, I regard as meaningless. Every year, Harvard, Princeton are going to end up as 1 and 2. Yale is going to be maybe number 3 or number 2. So it's going to be the same schools all of the time. Why? Because these are the schools with the largest endowments. These are the schools with the best-known professors. These are the schools that have unquestionably been able to achieve a certain kind of prestigious level. But what really ultimately matters is what kind of experience students get out of their 4 years in college.
And so if you were advising those who are at the beginning of the college admissions process and are now disillusioned by the U.S. News and World Ranking weighted index, how should they assess what's the right college?
Well, I think ultimately what happens is where you feel most comfortable and where you can derive the most significant experience. Think of this as a kind of exploration. So you're going to entirely new territory. So reading Socrates for the first time or reading Plato for the first time, that is really what counts. What counts is the kind of experience that you can derive from this four-year college experience.
So it sounds like you'd advise potential students and their families to look at the reading list.
Exactly. Look at the reading list. Look at the curriculum. Look at the professors. I could take a student to almost any major university in the United States and navigate through a four-year, very desirable program by identifying the professors that I know well and who could deliver a very, very fine accounting of themselves.
And not the U.S. News and World Report.
Not the U.S. News and World Report. Absolutely not.
Well, thank you, Herb. This has been another in our series of conversations entitled From the Desk of the Dean, featuring MindingTheCampus.org contributor Herb London. He's also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute Center for the American University and the former dean at the Gallatin College for Individual Study at New York University. For the Manhattan Institute, I'm Vice President for Policy Research, Howard Husick.